You're listening to Zen Crossing, where spirituality meets everyday life, with your host, Koshin Chris Kane, abbot of the Puget Sound Zen Center.
Today we'll be talking about being a Buddhist Christian. Our guest is Peter Ilgenfritz. Peter's been a pastor and member of the leadership staff at University Congregational Church in Seattle for 23 years. Since 2004, Peter's been a member of Choboji, a Rinzai Zen Buddhist community on Beacon Hill in Seattle. He met his wife, Suniko Nakatani, at Choboji several years ago, and they were married in April 2016. Peter learned to sail at the Center for Wooden Boats on Lake Union in 2013 and has taken lots of friends and members of his congregation out sailing on Lake Union. He grew up in Lynnfield, Massachusetts, and is a graduate of Colgate University and Yale Divinity School. Hey, Peter.
Hi.
Peter, I am interested in your path altogether, and I wonder, what first drew you to Christian ministry?
Well, when I was in Colgate during my freshman year, we all had to take a course in philosophy and religion. And I volunteered to do a little extra credit report on the very end of the Gospel of Mark. And the Gospel of Mark ends that Jesus has been killed, and the women come to the tomb 3 days later, and they discover that the tomb is empty. And they run away and are afraid, and they tell nothing to no one because they're afraid. And I did my little 10-minute presentation on that, and I'd never really read the Gospel of Mark in all of my years growing up in Sunday school. And I was late to gym class, and I ran down to gym class, and the locker room was empty. And I was sitting there changing into my sneakers, and I had an overwhelming experience of love. And something that I never, ever had felt in that way before. And I knew two things. I knew that somehow this was of God. And the other thing I knew was that perhaps I was supposed to be a minister and was perhaps supposed to be about living and sharing that love. And for me, I felt a lot like the women who came to the tomb. I was terrified by both of those things, because growing up in the United Church of Christ, people that I grew up with didn't have experiences like that. They came from other churches across town that were conservative Christians and not something we talked about. And the idea of being a minister was something I had never imagined before. So it took me 3 years before I told anybody about it. And thanks to a very wonderful chaplain at the college, I shared my experience. And he wrote back in just a little word on a paper I'd written about it, a gift. Hmm. And when he wrote those words, a gift, I know what to do with a gift. And a gift is something just to receive and to take. And that's what led me into going to divinity school and on into parish ministry.
How long were you a minister before you started studying Zen?
Well, let's see. I think it had been not quite 20 years, probably 15, 16 years I'd been a pastor before studying Zen. I've been a pastor now for 30 years.
What drew you in that direction?
Oh, well, when I was in my late 30s, I had a very clear feeling that I needed to die to something. And it was a puzzling feeling to me, and kind of my naivete about it was that if only I died to this, whatever this was, my life would just kind of open up and bloom in all sorts of new ways. And so I was meeting with a spiritual director at that point, Genjo Marinello. And Genjo was a Buddhist, Zen Buddhist priest, and he would talk about Zen things, but I wasn't very interested in Zen things. And he knows his Bible very well, and talk about that and my life. But when I talked to him about needing to die to something, he proposed a variety of different things, but he also said, well, you could take a Zen Sashin. And when he said that, I knew that was exactly what I needed to do. So it took me quite a while, many months, to sign up and actually go. And then I did. I had never meditated before, didn't know anything about Zen, and went and took part in a week-long sesshin. And all of the things I was looking for in that way happened. I died many, many, many times during that very intense week. It set me on a path where Zen has taught me a lot about death and resurrection.
Hmm. What do you mean to die?
What do I mean to die?
Yeah.
I mean to let go of all of the things that keep me in my identity, in my knowing, in my certainty.
Hmm.
It's all the things that keep me stuck in fussing with and obsessing with my past and worrying about my future that prevent me from living in the present.
Hmm. How about the resurrection side of that? What's it mean to come back after that? How do you feel when you come back?
Well, you know, this is the place where a lot of my Christian experience and my Zen experience come really closely together.
Mm.
Because for me, a central metaphor in Christianity is about the resurrection. And it is about that death and resurrection of Jesus. And in Christianity, we talk about it. And a central story for me is there Jesus is on the cross crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And there we are in the epitome of holding on.
Hmm.
And then the last word of Jesus on the cross, into your hands I commend my spirit. Into what? I have no idea what this is, but letting go into that.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's what happens for me in Zazen. It happens, you know, regularly, and especially in the intensity of a Sesshin. I've got to die so many times to my pain, to my obsessions, to my worry, and then know that other side of that, that in my language comes really as resurrection, something I couldn't even anticipate or think my way into.
Yeah.
Some kind of new way of being.
Yeah, new way of being. That's a nice way to put it, I think. Yeah. For those of you who may not be familiar with the term, a Sesshin is a retreat, a week-long Zen retreat. It's one thing, Peter, to do a Sesshin, but, I mean, you kind of went native, didn't you? You know, I mean, you really dove deep into Buddhism now and into Zen Buddhism, and tell me what led you to keep going with it, I guess. You know, that's a risk, isn't it, to... as a Christian minister, to keep going deeper and deeper into a different path?
Yeah, and I must say, initially, and more was like after the first several years. I mean, I really did some really deep fussing about that myself. Like,
how
can I do both of these things? But the truth of the matter for me was that I've always been a man who's been really interested in my own growth. And as a pastor, I know, and am privileged to be in a profession where I have to continually be about emptying out my stuff that gets in the way of my connecting with other people. So I continually have to grow in that way.
That is
a
privilege.
And what I found in Zen was that it took me almost 9 months to go back to my second Sesshin. And I remember my second one, and my words at the time, it was even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I really fell apart the first time. The second time, I even fell apart more. And I went through so many Sesshins of just falling apart. And in it, what I found was it also really worked for me. It was emptying me out and putting me in a place in my own life, helping to put me in a place in my own life that I'd never been to before, and getting to know something more about, you know, what is this? What is this? And what is my part of all of this? And anyway, it worked. And I did. Mm-hmm. I fussed a lot about, I'm taking part in this practice that's actually helping to me to become a better Christian in that way. But I am deeply committed to the path of Zen.
How has your congregation and also your peers, how have they received that?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I know that kind of in my years ago in this, I would mention periodically, I went for sure, that I was going off for a Sesshin or telling a little bit about what that was like. And I think for the most part, people were very puzzled by why you would do something like that. And it truly is, it's kind of impossible to explain when you say actually what you do. But I also know this. I also know people saw here that it was changing me. And that I was becoming, and I'd got feedback about that. You're becoming more present. You're like more here. And I found that people were coming forth and talking to me about stuff that they hadn't talked to me about before, because I think I know I was more here. And I knew in that experience more about walking through a journey that involves pain and hurt and suffering and dying in my own life and way.
Yeah. So the proof was in the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah. They noticed. I've got a question, two-part question for you, Peter. How do you find, or do you find, that you bring aspects of Buddhist practice into your work as a Christian minister, and then vice versa? Do you find that you bring aspects of your Christian faith to your Buddhist practice that helps your Buddhist practice?
That's really great. You know, I do, and it's funny to hear that, or it's interesting to hear that from people. But I've had feedback from people in the congregation who are new or visiting or something, and they say, "Oh, when I heard that you practice Zen, I could so hear that in you." I got that from you. And you know, it's not like I stand up and talk about Buddha or something, you know, and yet I do think it's just a lot of kind of a way of being, and certainly a way that I interpret Christian theology and talk about that. I very much use talking about words as words about pointing to that which is beyond words. And that's what Zen really helps me with as a Christian. There's something beyond words. And in chatty, chatty, chatty Christianity, as we look for those ways, we find what we call God in and between us as people. We get lost in all the words. And Zen points to that which is beyond words. So I've become more comfortable with quiet, being quiet with people, I know, and being more quiet myself. But I also think that in my connections with Zen, I have brought my Christian extroversion and chattiness into the community.
You're teaching us that.
So, you know, the first time I went to, you know, people would go to coffee after Zazen in the morning. And I remember everybody would kind of awkwardly sit around and looking at each other. So I remember just turning to the people next to me and say, "Hi, who are you?"
Oh man, we need you, Peter. We need you in this practice. I sometimes talk about the Zen cool, you know, the Zen chill. I tell you, I fight against that every day.
Yeah, so that's how the two interact.
Peter, what does your daily spiritual practice look like? I mean, do you combine elements of Zen and Christianity?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, you know, for me, you know, several things. I mean, it used to be every single morning, you know, I would go and sit at Choboji. And now I go several days a week, and I also sit at home. Every morning I write. Write several pages. I also read some book, and sometimes that's a Christian book, sometimes that. Right now I'm actually working through a Zen book, but it's been a whole host of different things, Bible, so forth. And a key part of the combining of the two is that really, Zen, the combination of Zen and Christianity has taught me how to live life. And for that, I've got to get off the mat, and I've got to get out of the sanctuary, and I've got to get out in the world. And for me, a lot of that practice comes in making sure I get outside every day. It's making sure I find it in biking or running every day. I can find it in going to the gym. And I most recently have really found it in learning how to sail.
You've really enjoyed that.
Yes. For me, sailing has been an incredible practice of presence. It's like Zen in a boat. And particularly for me, as I entered into it because I was terrified of sailing, it really taught me a lot about stepping through fear and into the unknown. And it is kind of the way I guess I practice both, because sailing for me is practice, and that way it's very zen. But I love taking people out on the boat, and I love the experience of going out with them and giving them enough to know so that they can take the helm and can captain the boat.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me this morning. I'm hoping you'll sail on over here to Vashon Island one of these days and give a talk at our Zen Center.
I would love that. Thank you so much for this chance to talk.
Take care. Thanks for listening to this episode of Zen Crossing. For more information about the Puget Sound Zen Center, go to pszc.org.